This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, 7:06 in the morning. It's Wednesday, the 17th of March, and you're listening to The Morning Run with Philip C. and I'm Wong Xiaoning. Now, in about 15 minutes, we'll be speaking to Ho Siu Kei, who is the Cyber Risk Executive Director of Deloitte Malaysia on cybersecurity measures in this country. But before that, markets.
Right, so US was mixed. Dow was down 0.4%, S&P 500 down 0.2%. I think small caps took a beating there. Whereas NASDAQ was up 0.1%. And what was interesting was 10-year treasuries were also up, driven by tech yields. So there was a bit of a
push and pull
happening there.
But yeah, so the correlation seems to be breaking down for at least today anyway.
That's right. So, but over across Asia, relatively green. Nikkei was up 0.5%, Hang Seng up 0.7%, Shanghai up 0.8%, STI was flat, margin just lower at 0.02%, whereas back home, KLCA up 0.2%. I think there was a bit of pushback at the end of the day.
So for some colour on where global markets are heading, we speak to Jack Kuzi, Director for Strategy at VFS Group. Good morning, Jack. I think let's start with the big IPO, or maybe it's a SPAC, we don't know, and maybe you can tell us. It's Grab. So Grab Holdings valuation is said to be around $40 billion. Now, it's going to be one of the, of course, the biggest public listings to date if it goes true. Are you very excited about this? Are you definitely going to participate, Jack?
Well, I mean, how could I not in the world of SPACs? Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a SPAC. That's my understanding at this point in time at a, you know, $40 billion valuation. And we've also got the possibility of Deliveroo IPOing or raising money in the UK market. Look, generally, I like this type of space. I was a big fan of Uber in terms of ride sharing and Uber Eats. And I like this type of space, particularly as we start to go back to this concept of mega cities and living on top of each other. These types of businesses, do really well. So in terms of Grab, I think it's done really well in Southeast Asia. It's the leading, ride sharing hailing company within there. It's really done well taking, you know, Uber's assets there. It's grown organically. And it's here to stay, this type of thing. I think what you'll see out of this type of market is a continued concentration. You know, when we started with this, you had many, many players, and that's continuing to wilt down, which means their margins can be pushed up. They can push down their cost and really start to, you know, squeeze out profitability out of these things. So I think this is a trend that's going to continue, but I think it's a trend that's going to monopolize, and Grab is in a perfect situation to take advantage of, you know, what is really the center of the economic world right now in terms of Southeast Asia, and I think is going to be the future, rising incomes, rising benefits, a rising middle income class, and the valuation is, you know, lofty, but I think it can justify that valuation. And again, another blank check, that's gone through. So, SPAC-alicious, I should say. Everything is a SPAC at the moment.
Spectacular.
Yes, very well said.
Okay, so Jack, clearly all this is somewhat driven by the fact that we're, you know, that money is super cheap, right? Ultra low rates. So, you know, the return hurdle has really been lowered. But at what point as an investor do you get impatient and say, okay, you know, because from what we gather, Grab is probably not making money. At what point do you say, when are you going to start delivering the money? How much patience do you think markets have?
Look, I think they do because pre-pandemic, Uber was on its way to profitability. And, you know, we tend to be more patient with these high-value, high-growth tech firms in the anticipation of, you know, profitability coming in. I think the question is we've got to ask ourselves is funding money going to end anytime soon? And we just had a $1.9 trillion stimulus plan from the largest economy in the world. I mean, there are sugar hits everywhere going there. So, you know, we have central banks around the world who are committed to continuing to pump liquidity into the system. And that doesn't look like it's going to stop. So, I mean, eventually we're going to have to ask ourselves these questions, but I just don't think that is going to happen this year. And if you look at the range of SPACs, I mean, we're getting multiple, you know, double-digit SPACs being listed every month. There's an enormous amount of money on the sidelines still waiting to get in. Eventually, we're going to have to ask ourselves this question, but this is not anytime soon. You know, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, we're going to learn that in the years to come. But, you know, unlimited money means unlimited valuations going up, and that's unfortunately how we're going to proceed over the at least the next 6 to 12 months, in my opinion.
Hey, Jack, Ray Dalio on LinkedIn posted a pretty famous article now. Quote, I believe cash is and will continue to be trash. The economics of investing in bonds has become stupid. Rather than get paid less than inflation, why not instead buy stuff, any stuff that will equal inflation or better? I presume you agree with that?
Yeah, I think the Tina trade is still there. I think the Tina trade goes away if we start to see signs of inflation. So the whole thing with the yield at the moment on the 10-year treasury, if it starts to rise to 2 or 2.2 or 2.3, I think the market can handle 2, right? It just can't handle it aggressively up to 2. But if it does start to trade towards that, then that there is no other alternative comes into play. So just to explain to your listeners, you know, cash is trash because it gets you no yield anywhere else. So you have to put it in an asset class that's going to give you growth, particularly with inflation low. But if bonds start to give you a better yield, then you do have an alternative. And that's where the market, you know, might fail in that Tina trade, where there is or no other alternative. So, you know, Ray Dalio is on the spot here with the caveat of that we don't get inflation. Now, the question is still out there of whether we're going to get inflation or not. And there are two, you know, very big camps on that. So I think that's what the market is dealing with. Now, we can deal with some types of inflation. We just can't deal with a, you know, a meteoric rise in inflation because the market then fears rates going up. So at the moment, that has been the trade and still is the trade, in my opinion. But the caveat is, where is CPI and where is long-term CPI? And you know, that's what investors have to weigh up at this stage.
Okay, Jack. And then moving on to Beijing. I'm sure you've been following the news that they're cracking down on the big tech there, you know, especially at Jack Ma's empire. Should we be concerned about this? Because it's not just Jack Ma, it's also now they're looking at Tencent.
Oh, they are crushing his empire, crushing it. This is not a hammer. This is a baseball bat. You know, Jack Ma's come with a knife and, you know, they've come with the entire Chinese military. They are systematically tearing this empire apart. Whether that's good or bad, you know, that's up to them. But they are systematically taking this apart. You know, they're talking about, you know, the apps being banned from the store now. This is not the end. And the next target will be Tencent. You know, Pony Ma might be quite quiet in terms of Jack Ma previously, but this is a systematic move to curb the power of Chinese tech companies within China. And this is not the end of it. You know, we just came out of the two sessions. There was a clear move by the PBOC, a clear move by the Politburo to say we will continue to stamp out anti-monopolistic behavior. And, you know, this is just the beginning. You're in quarter one here of the game, and there are still three quarters left. And there is plenty more to come, in my opinion. And they don't seem concerned about the stock prices or the market at this point in time. They are on a clear path to ensure that these tech companies are being brought into line for different reasons. And, you know, this is not the end of what they do with Ant or Alibaba. So watch this space. I follow it very closely. You know, we'll continue to see news out of there from the Chinese government.
So are you a buyer then of Tencent? I mean, the share price has come down from its highs, right, of 766 Hong Kong dollars. It's trading today at 630. Would you buy at these levels or are you staying away?
No, I'm staying away. I mean, you know, we've talked about this. This is the first year in a long time where I have been underweight Chinese tech. I think the two big guys are the ones that will be targeted. And you've got to remember they've got majority ownership in or big partial ownerships in some of the biggest, largest tech firms. You know, you talk about Tencent, you know, it's a big holder of JD.com. It's a big holder of Meituan Jiangping. So, you know, it's going to be hurt there. Alibaba has its tentacles everywhere. And here's the one thing that we're also forgetting in terms of what is going on in China. They are reducing liquidity. You've also got the possible introduction of their digital currency, which is DCEP. You know, that is sure to internationalize the renminbi, but it's also to, you know, remove the power of online payments from these big guys. So, you know, there is a clear path to ensure they are brought in line. So I would not be buying these stocks at this point in time, in my opinion.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Jack Kuzi, Director for Strategy at VFS Group. ending on a rather somber note, because Jack traditionally, or you know,
is a tech bull,
and now he's a little bit worried about China tech and what the state is up to and trying to pull back private enterprise from Ant and also Tencent, the two largest, I think, private companies out there in China.
Yeah.
So we have seen Tencent share price retreat by 16% from its peak to, like I said, 630 Hong Kong dollars. Now, with all this, I think investors, you know, the red flags are definitely flying at the moment.
I'm just curious also with the fight among the tech giants. I mean, the tech gods and goddesses are like
huge
and like throwing at each other. Huawei is demanding for 5G royalties from Samsung and Apple. Apple and Facebook are fighting over privacy. Even the Chinese apps are actually thinking about putting in place privacy protection against Apple's planned privacy protection. I wonder how all these clashes will take place. It's going to be very fascinating and see who will survive. And but if the government is putting pressure on the Chinese tech companies, my bet's on the Americans, I suspect.
Well, if you ask me, I think the new war is going to be on technology, right? And we're going to watch this space very closely. But up next, we'll be speaking to Ho Siew Kay, who's a cyber risk executive director of Deloitte Malaysia, on the state of cybersecurity measures in this country. Stay tuned for that, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.